Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ryan Day and Ohio State continue to roll through the Big Ten. The latest college football playoff rankings are out, and an unexpected top five matchup against Indiana coming up next week. Spencer German breaks it all down on the Sons of the Shoe podcast. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app at 923thefan.com or wherever you get your podcast to make sure you have fresh episodes each week of the college football season.
Nick and Jonathan back on Afternoon Drive. Odyssey NBA insider Danny Green, former Cavalier, joins us in 20 minutes. We'll get his thoughts on this Cavs team, the Atkinson impact, which is much up for debate these days, and so much more. But let's go ahead and get to quick hits here. And we lead off here, JP, with Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski. He was asked today about Jedrick Wills' business decision comments and spoke about that today in Berea. We're going to go ahead and get to that right now.
I talked to Jed. It was a poor choice of words. I know the connotation of business decision. That's not how he meant it. Did not feel like he was near 100% to help us, but poor choice of words, and he understands that.
And that Jed's not healthy a year later. I mean, has it just been, was there a setback?
I wouldn't categorize it as setback. It hasn't recovered how quickly he would want it to, and there's obviously times that you maybe tweak an injury or you feel it again and those type of things, but yeah, it's been a tough rehab for him.
Have you said in any way your decision to play him going forward?
No,
this season?
No. Yeah, let me reiterate. It was a poor choice of words. He did not. I know what that phrase means. That's not how he meant it.
Is this a good defense of Jedrick Wills' comments?
It's the worst defense imagined. My client is just a few fries short of a Happy Meal. I'm sorry. He doesn't know what he's saying.
You know, that's got a lot of people out of jail, though.
What is that?
This man is an idiot. He couldn't possibly have committed the crime. Leave him alone.
It just doesn't work that way. Also, the best part about that is that he had to have, in order to say that, he had to have had a sit down with Jedrick Wills and be like, see, do you know what that means? Do you know what you said? Do you know what it means? And Jed Wills had to stand there like a five-year-old and be like, I'm sorry, I didn't know what I was saying.
Which, by the way, is the only correct answer. If he was like, I knew that bleep, he wouldn't be on the team anymore. I think what's fascinating about this is, then that means Jed got benched because he wasn't any good or because DeJuan Jones looked better in that 1 week than Jed did. Ergo, Jed, you're dumb and you lost your job. I think that's the syntax. That's our subtext. Different thing. Now I don't know what terms are. That's the subtext of that.
That's a bad combo either way. All right, next up. We are out of the Joe Flacco business in Indianapolis. Yeah, it's on you. It's okay. The Colts, though. The Colts say Anthony Richardson is now their quarterback. They're done with Joe Flacco. A complete turn from where they were 2 weeks ago after benching Anthony Richardson for not finishing out a play.
That's how we do it. Hey, that guy gives you a bunch of yards, but we got to try and save our jobs here, so we're going back to Anthony Richardson. We lost. And literally, the only difference is, I mean, I know Joe Flacco threw a bunch of interceptions.
He was not good.
But you just can't convince me at this point that Anthony Richardson has learned his lesson about going off the sidelines or going to the sidelines and out for a play because he was tired.
No, but what I love is they looked and saw what the Browns did last year, and they said, we can do that. Joe Flacco won a bunch of games last year. We can do that. And that was their Hail Mary. It didn't work. Flacco stunk. Which we can talk about whether that's a point in the positive for Stefanski or not another time, I guess. And now they're going back to Anthony Richardson.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a win for anybody.
All right, wait, hold on. One second. Let me think about this for a second. Was it because of Joe Flacco's success last year, or was it the fact that the Panthers went back to Bryce Young because of a car accident, mind you, and Bryce Young is actually winning games now?
I don't even know anymore. No, it probably was the Bryce Young thing. Okay. No, actually, it's just, you got to sell the locker room on something because they're actually in a spot where they can get back. They're not out of it. They have a chance. It's starting to get a slim chance. they have a chance to go to the playoffs, and maybe the Joe bubble burst, and Anthony's just the next guy you go to. But man, it does feel like you're just rearranging the deck chairs in a Titanic this soon after, hey, I'm tired, and that's why I went out of that play.
Omaha!
All right, revenge game alert. Mike Tomlin and the Steelers preparing to face the Ravens, including former Steelers wide receiver Deontay Johnson. When asked about how much thought he'd given to facing Johnson, Mike Tomlin answered the only way Mike Tomlin can answer.
Be honest with you, I hadn't thought a lot about it. He's not on a lot of their video, and so, you know, at this stage of the week, I don't know that I've weighed, you know, what he might mean to the matchup. They got more significant pieces with larger roles that are occupying my attention at this part of the week.
He says it in the most, respectful tone in the world. This is amazing trolling out of Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, because that was very, very disrespectful.
Yes, wildly disrespectful, but he says it in a respectful way, so everybody goes, oh, he wasn't being disrespectful.
Yeah, it's like when people smile, and then they just tell you the meanest thing imaginable, but they're smiling and laughing as they do it.
I think
we don't have to do examples right now.
Yeah, I think I am right here.
I was getting ready. I was going to do one, and I'm like, you know what? Let's not do that.
That is 25% of how I keep myself amused in life in general. But yes, this is cold-blooded.
Bedside manner right there by Tomlin.
I think Deontay Johnson is the typical Steelers ass clown wide receiver who just only succeeds in that environment. And then the second you don't succeed in that environment and you're still a booty cheeks, they kick you out. And so I don't think he's going to be great in Baltimore. It would be wildly hilarious, though, if he actually enacted his revenge on the Steelers in this game.
It is funny, though. 20 minutes ago, we just kept talking about how Tomlin is, the only coach that gets this culture and, understands culture until the end of time. But he's got such a history of just bad wide receivers or great wide receivers that have bad issues attached to themselves and really go rogue and problematic. Can't always be the same.
Yeah, but here's the thing. This is the opposite of Stefanski. Stefanski seems to win when he just has a bunch of princes in the locker room who adhere to every word he says, right? It's the, you've got the flawless locker room. And it seems like when Jadeveon acts out is when Kevin doesn't win as much.
Yeah, it melted down.
Yeah, and Baker and OBJ in 2021. This guy is winning in spite of the clowns. Like George Pickens last year was throwing temper tantrums.
He's P.T. Barnum. He's got the whole. He's basically in charge of the circus.
But you're in the playoffs with a guy like George Pickens, who most people would have cut halfway through last year.
Omaha.
Mike Tyson vowing to bring the devil himself into the ring versus Jake Paul. That was the quote that he had ahead of the matchup on Friday. The matchup will be going on during this show, by the way. I think it airs at 5:00 or something. I don't know why it's not prime time. Are you locked in to one of the Paul brothers against Mike Tyson? I saw a photo of Tyson. At first I thought this was going to be a little I don't want to go down this road. Mike Tyson's an old man. This isn't going to look well. Yeah. Tyson looks jacked.
Yeah.
He looks jacked out of his mind. He's going to beat the hell out of this Paul kid.
I don't know if we can get Netflix on the TV in here because these are dumb TVs. They're not smart TVs. I would love to watch.
You're saying our TVs need to go to school? Is
I
that
think
what you're
they
saying?
They do. They're
need some education?
Yeah. Kevin Stefanski would say they didn't know what Netflix was. He would just give them the pass on that. I think.
The Jed Wills of TVs.
I just want to watch Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin and Mike Tyson just annihilate whichever Paul brother this is. And I don't know.
It's Jake Paul, by the way.
Sure.
It is.
Sure it is. There's no difference between the two.
I couldn't say it with confidence between which one it was, though, if we're being honest. I had to look it up again. Jake Paul.
Yeah, they have enough confidence for both of us.
Omaha!
Meanwhile, Matthew McConaughey, who I didn't know I could love more. He's a brilliant actor. He's just a total amateur philosopher that everybody buys into because he looks like $1 million. Matthew McConaughey was on the Two Bears, One Cave podcast with Bert Kreischer. Did I say Bart?
Yeah.
Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura, and maybe gave the best answer on the best steak conversation I've ever heard in my life.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Life.
Yeah. What about to say?
Well, there are different ways. So I go 1 5/8 inch, which means it's a big, thick piece of meat, uh-huh. Which means I either go on the grill. If I can get that green egg to sit there and hold at 455 and close that thing and trust it, beautiful. Other times where we're just inside and I don't have time for that, I'm a big 16-inch black skillet, oil, butter, and sear that and flip some oil and butter on top of that thing because I just learned this, that butter doesn't brown if you put it in early with the oil. Obviously, that old trick everyone forgets, let that sit for as long as you cooked it because it's got to settle.
Yeah.
And all
the juices kind
of
go absorb it back in.
And also, you don't know this one, this may be obvious, but it's the cook it at room temperature. Can't pull it out of the fridge.
No, you got to let it.
You got to let it sit, get back to room, get room temperature, and all those pores open up. So 1 5/8 inch American Wagyu ribeye.
25% of our audience is hungry, 25% is aroused.
The butter got a brown.
And 50% is hungry and aroused.
He just speaks funny.
But yeah.
Notice what's the difference between him and Daffy Duck? I can't tell the difference. They just speak funny.
Here's the thing. Anybody who's cooked steaks knows this. Like, he's speaking. He's like, well, you gotta get that green egg to set it about 455 degrees.
I'll tell you the difference. You want to know what this is?
He's exceptionally good looking. That's the difference.
No. The reason why he can be so detailed about the steak and the temperature and everything he needs is he's an actor. That's it. That's his job. That's all he has to do. So all day long, he needs to do things to entertain himself all day long because he doesn't have a normal job like me and you. He doesn't have a job where you go to and you got to focus on the job. And then that's the majority of your day is focusing on the job. He gets to think about really dumb things like that.
Jealous much?
Very much so. Yes. I would love to be able to focus on things like that.
No, I'd love to be McConaughey. Put that on the record.
A lot of time on his hands.
I got to say, though, he's also right. Like, if we take out I eat lean meat because it's healthier and because it won't kill me quicker, ribeye is the perfect steak. It's tender, but it's not too tender, and it's fatty, and it is too fatty. But, I mean, it walks the line of strip and filet, and it's the perfect line plus the right amount of fat. And then you score that fat a little bit. See, it doesn't sound as good when I say it because I don't have a Texas accent and look like $1 million.
Sounded really knowledgeable when you said it.
But he's right. That's what kills me.
I could listen to him say just about anything, but again, it's just that he talks in a way that we like.
Yeah, he will talk anybody into anything, and you see how he became Matthew McConaughey. All right, guys, that is Quick Hits. When we come back, we'll have a elongated hit with Odyssey NBA insider and former Cavalier Danny Green. We'll ask him about the 12-0 record and what goes into that on 92.3 The Fan.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.